KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Three people were arrested last night in Montgomery County on theft-related charges. Red Oak police arrested 24-year-old Christopher James Kuhn of Red Oak just after 10 p.m. on a Montgomery County warrant for contempt of court on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Kuhn was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. And sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 37-year-old Joni Lynn Moan of Red Oak, along with 31-year-old Tiana Karee Monreal Robles of Bellevue, Nebraska, at around 8:30 p.m. Sunday for theft in the fourth degree. Their arrests were the result of an investigation into alleged shoplifting at the Red Oak Kmart store. Red Oak police assisted in making the arrests. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Sunday morning for making a false report to law enforcement. 57-year-old Martha Lorene Freeman of Villisca was taken into custody for reporting on April 19th that her vehicle had been stolen. After a brief investigation, it was determined the vehicle was, in fact, not stolen. Freeman was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Villisca man was arrested on an assault charge Sunday afternoon. 44-year-old Christopher D. Van Osdell was taken into custody at around 1:45 p.m. for domestic abuse assault, causing bodily injury. The charge is the result of an investigation into an incident that took place around 10:45 a.m. Sunday, where an alleged victim in Villisca contacted authorities and reported an assault had occurred. The victim was said to have had a minor injury that did not require medical treatment. But Osdell was located at his residence and arrested without incident. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an initial court appearance. The Audubon Police Department last night reported four arrests over the past few weeks. On April the 6th, 55-year-old Joyce Houghton of Audubon was arrested on an active warrant from Carroll County. Houghton was transferred to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. On April the 10th, 34-year-old John C. Ruan of Omaha was arrested for OWI second offense, open container, and driving without a license. Ruan was transported to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. On April 13th, 36-year-old Spencer Ray Lyle of Manila was arrested for violation of no contact order. Lyle was transported to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. And on April 21st, 26-year-old Andrew Roland Peterson of Audubon was arrested for disorderly conduct. Peterson was subsequently cited and released. The Red Oak Police Department says a man was arrested Saturday morning for driving while revoked. At around 11:30 a.m., officers conducted a traffic stop in the 100 block of A Street. And after an investigation, they took into custody 40-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak. Beecham was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Police have charged a 40-year-old Council Bluffs man with kidnapping and sexually abusing a teenaged girl. The Daily Nonpareil reports a 40-year-old Fednal Garley St. Cyr was charged Friday with first-degree kidnapping, third-degree sexual abuse, and indecent contact with a child. St. Cyr could face life in prison if convicted of the kidnapping charge. Police Sergeant Chad Meyer said the girl told police she complied when St. Cyr told her to get into his truck on April the 5th, but he later refused to let her get out. St. Cyr then drove to the back of a mall and allegedly sexually assaulted the girl. He remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $500,000 bond, with a preliminary hearing set for May the 2nd. A vehicle traveling recklessly on Interstate 29 in Monona County struck a motorcycle Saturday evening, sending a South Dakota couple to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol says 35-year-old Sorrell Manley of Omaha was driving a 2006 Ford 500 northbound on I-29 a little after 7 p.m. Saturday and attempted to pass between a 2015 Harley-Davidson motorcycle in the right lane and another vehicle in the left lane. Manley's car hit the cycle ridden by 52-year-old David Yeadon and 49-year-old Patricia Yeadon, both of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The impact caused both motorcycle riders to be tossed to the pavement. Manley continued northbound on I-29, leaving the scene of the accident. He was later stopped by deputies with the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office near Salix and arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. The Yeadons were transported by Burgess Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The police department in Creston was investigating an accident in which one party possibly provided false information. The accident was reported Thursday at 12:45 p.m. at the Creston Fairway parking lot. A blue truck that was backing up out of a parking space struck the rear driver's side of a 2001 Buick LeSabre that was traveling northbound in the parking lot. The owner of the Buick exchanged information at the scene, but officers later had reason to believe the driver of the truck provided false information. The truck driver claimed to be Ray Bruner of Orient and said he had an insurance policy with State Farm. Officers were unable to locate an individual by that name, and State Farm had no record of a policy by anyone under that name, and the phone number given was no longer in service. Damage to the Buick was estimated at $1,400. The incident remained under investigation. A Northwest Iowa church is selling its old next-door parsonage for $1, but the buyer has to move it. The parish leaders decided 2 years ago that a new parsonage would be bought, so the building that's housed pastor since 1923 will be sold. It cost $11,000 to build. Parish leaders say they just want the house to go to people who will love it as parish members have. The parish has received a couple of offers, but nothing was set in stone yet. A state panel is mulling what to do about a lack of foster homes for Native American children in Northwest Iowa. Iowa Commission on Native American Affairs was told of the problem Friday during a three-hour meeting in Sioux City. Shane Frisch, a state social work supervisor, told the commission that there are only five licensed foster homes with Native American parents in Woodbury County. At the same time, 2015 numbers from the Iowa Department of Human Services show that Native American foster placement of the state is up about 30%. Changes to the Indian Child Welfare Act calls for Native American child placement preference to be with people of their own tribe. Well, the Iowa House and Senate are starting what is likely to be the final week of the 2016 legislative session today. Final decisions must be made on the next state budget, while advocates continue to lobby for expanded state investment in water quality measures and an expanded medical marijuana law. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
House Republicans and Senate Democrats must resolve their dispute over the GOP aim to defund Planned Parenthood. There are other sticking points in negotiations, but nothing leaders in the House and Senate expect cause a long-running stalemate over the budget. Already drafted budget plans include more than $20 million for water quality measures, but it appears legislators will fail to agree on a comprehensive long-term plan to finance water improvement projects. A group of advocates continue to press legislators to set up a production and distribution network for medical marijuana so Iowans with a variety of illnesses and conditions may use it. Republican House Speaker Linda Utmeyer says there are many ideas, but no consensus on the issue.
There are people with interest in that, and there have been discussions, and so we'll see how it goes.
Utmeyer believes the state should wait for the federal government to act and set a uniform national policy for medical marijuana. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.